Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. Know that the word of the Lord comes unto me saying that this is an hour and this is a season where the Lord says he's building thy foundations. He's building thee and he's raising thee up. I want to once again thank you for your seed. By now you should have already received your ebook titled The 7 Deadly Mistakes. I want you to keep an eye on your emails and your inbox where I'll be giving you information on the exact date when we're going to be starting our four-week course teleconference concerning the book to give you greater information and greater knowledge concerning those seven areas. Now, the enemy wants to try to attack an area of unproductivity. He wants to attack in areas of incompetence. He wants to attack an area of where you got to make sure that you're not flexible and don't move in inflexibility. He wants to attack an area of carelessness and things of that nature. And yet God says, do not become rigid in all that you do, but stay focused. And yet the Lord says, do not allow yourself to become repressed. Guard your temper. He wants to try to attack you in the areas of your temper as well, to an attitude. And yet God says, don't be overly strong-willed, because this will begin to block some things, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet it seems as if there's shyness also that can come up in you as well. I want to know that some patterns are being broken in this season as well. Now there's some other areas that the enemy wants to try to bring an attack, and he wants also want to try to attack even your body and your feet and even around the back area. The Lord says that the enemy will try to attack you in the area of stubborn and you being rigid. He wants to try to bring a challenge where you can become frustrated, and frustration can lead to repression. He wants to bring it to a realm where misunderstandings. He wants to bring you into the realm where you have to be careful not to drown yourself with excessive work. Don't burn yourself out. These are some areas that the enemy wants to try to bring an attack to break your focus. Some other areas that I feel by the Spirit of the Lord where the enemy will try to attack. Again, he says, don't be stubborn and rigid, and yet you must begin to cultivate faith, because that's going to be the thing that's going to begin to see you through and bring you into the next level, and yea, even into the next season of your life, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet God says unto thee that don't allow yourself to fall into a nervousness or a paranoia as well. And yet you secretly feel that nothing can equal your vision, but at the same time you can easily throw away that ambition as well, and yet stay practical in all that you do. And so the Lord says, on an emotional level, do not become domineering. Don't try to control others. Don't move into resentments. And yet God says, don't allow your temper to build, because it can all end up exploding. And yet God says, you're going to learn to go with the flow. And sometimes you dislike restrictions, and it can cause you to go out of control, and this will cause you to begin to forget others. But the Lord says unto thee, these are some areas that the enemy would try to attack you in. Well, I want you to begin to relax and listen to what thus saith the Lord concerning the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Jennifer. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying many opportunities. God says for you to get ready. God says that there's much on the inside of you. And I'm hearing God say that there's going to be a great movement. God says that there's going to be a shift as well. So God says for you to prepare yourself for elevation and for the move. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless. Yes, Sister Jennifer, I concur, because I heard elevation and I heard surprise. There's a great surprise for you. God said the surprise is, I don't know, it's like you've been talking to God and praying for many, many, many years, and you think that God hasn't heard your prayers. God said he's heard your prayers. There's timing for everything, and this is the time. He's going to grant you a big, big surprise, and that is the word of the Lord.
Praise God and bless you, Sister Jennifer. I just hear God saying right relationships, right partnerships, and God is going to bring forth the healing. God is bringing forth the restoration. He's bringing forth a sound mind, peace, encouragement, and divine joy. God says joy is your portion in this season. He's turning the mourning into dancing, into joy. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jennifer. I hear the word of the Lord say, this is the season of a reward and harvest. God says, this is the season to open the new savings account. I see a new bank account opening. For Father God says he wants you to create the vacuum for him to fill it. I do hear Father God saying financial fulfillment and financial favor in this season. Anything with banking institutions are highly favored. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Jennifer, for the seed. Once again, I pray that you have been blessed by the other prophets. The Lord says you're going to grow in spiritual matters. You're going to grow in wisdom. You're going to grow in knowledge. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, I am the Lord thy God, and I will guide thee, and you will make right decisions between the next 2 to 3 months. Woman of God, I want you to get a seed of $888. Move it. Move in faith, move in obedience, because I must set up some sessions with you. I have 5 ebooks, or if you might already have one now, but I have other ebooks that I must get into your hands. It's normally $1,088. Get your seed. We're in the 88 days of miracles, which is going to be ending on September the 15th. You must, the Spirit says, get your seed in of $888, for I must set up 888.88. I must set up your 4 sessions, your prophetic coaching, your prophetic sessions with you to walk you through some things that I see coming your way. There's a storm that is stirring. There's a storm that is stirring. And I want to help you so that you can position yourself. The Lord says that I bring you into a time of power and authority, ambition and strength. Promotion is at hand for thee. For I will cause you to prosper, and I place my favor and promotion and elevation upon you. Call the ministry, 404-380-1478. Move something. But as you move something, God's going to move something into your life. Some things happening surrounding work. I must tell you what the enemy is planning so that you can strategize for the next season. Bless you, Sister Jennifer.